Easy now, girl. Easy, I say.
Excuse me. I said excuse me.
Whoever care? Lost ya.
I do beg your pardon, Mr. Hewitt.
Been put down on by them at the inn, have I, Mr. Detective?
Fine mare, Mr. Hewitt.
Good enough for the work.
As a man like Dr. Armstrong would need good carriage horses, I dare say, for all the driving out he has to do.
Now, see here.
And a horse would need those dainty feet on some of the country tracks north of the town.
You can keep that old catchpenny's tin, Mr. London Crusher. Easy, girl, easy. Ooh. Now, hook it out of my yard before I set the dog upon you.
Now, Mr. Hewitt, you could have helped me most.
You crying Miltonian. You've been asking for this.
I am no policeman, as
get
you well know.
Get out of my yard. Do you hear me? Hook it.
Neither dog nor man much like the look of a stick, however.
Do you think Dr. Armstrong prompted this action?
Mr. Barclay Hewitt has a deep reserve of innate depravity. Some little connection with the disreputable classes, too, from his language. But I would draw your attention most particularly, Watson, to his appearance.
What about his appearance?
A rough-looking Londoner, 50 or thereabouts, with a grizzled beard.
The man who took Staunton from Bentley's Hotel.
The coincidence is striking, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need hardly say that relations are now somewhat strained between myself and Mr. Hewitt. I repair to the yard of our own inn and observe the belligerent coachman as he drove the broom round to the door and collected Dr. Armstrong for his daily journey.
Could you not have followed the carriage?
Excellent, Watson. You are scintillating this evening. The idea did cross my mind. I engaged a bicycle from the shop next door and was able to get started before my quarry was quite out of sight.
Splendid.
Unfortunately not.
Hewitt! I say, Hewitt!
Yes, Doctor?
Can you see that damn cyclist still?
I see him, Doctor.
Stop the carriage.
Whoa.
This charade is going to cease.
I beg your pardon, sir.
For what, Doctor?
Oh, why, Mr. Holmes. How extraordinary to see you at this hour and so far from the town.
I take the air.
You would find it better in the daytime. I fear the road is becoming narrow, sir. It would greatly distress me if my carriage were to impede the passage of your bicycle. Please, pass and go on ahead.
You are too kind, Doctor.
Not at all, Mr. Holmes. Your servant, sir.
I kept to the main road for a few miles and then halted to see if the carriage passed. There was no sign of it.
It had turned down a side road.
Evidently.
Yes, I passed several.
You know, we have no particular reason to connect these journeys of Dr. Armstrong's with Godfrey Staunton's disappearance.
No, but they must be of the greatest importance, or why should he keep so keen a lookout upon anyone who may follow him? Hmm? He knows where that young man is. To that I'll swear.
It is not coincidence, then?
Yes, I shall not be satisfied until I've made the matter clear. And that I propose to do tomorrow.
Sir, I can assure you that you are wasting your time and Lord Mount James's money in dogging my movements. I have, as you discovered last night, a window in the back of my carriage. If you desire a 20-mile ride which will lead you to the spot from which you started, you have only to follow me again. I can assure you that no amount of spying upon me can in any way help Godfrey Staunton,
to whom the best service you can render is to return at once to London. Yours faithfully, Leslie Armstrong.
The doctor is an outspoken, honest antagonist. See how he glances up at our window as he steps into his broom.
Mm-hmm. Shall I try my luck upon the bicycle this morning?
Yeah, with all respect to your natural acumen, Watson, I do not think you're quite a match for the worthy doctor. Yeah, this country doesn't lend itself to concealment, you know. It's flat and clean as the palm of your hand.
What may we do, then?
Well, I'm afraid I must leave you to your own devices.
Again?
Yes. I intend to make some independent explorations of my own.
No doubt I will find some sights to amuse me in the time.
Yes, I'm sure you will.